get the death penalty. I'm Lee Silasara, Fox News. An Islamic extremist who prosecutors say killed 8 people when he drove a truck onto a New York City bike path in 2017 has been convicted of federal charges. Saifullah Saipov was found guilty on 29 counts, including murder in support of a terror group.
His defense lawyers conceded from the beginning that Saipov committed the worst terrorist attack in New York City since 9/11. This trial hinged on why Saipov carried out the deadly attack. Prosecutors charged Saipov with murder and attempted murder for the purpose of joining the terrorist organization ISIS. The defense argued Saipov was motivated by ISIS propaganda, but did not carry out this attack to become a member of ISIS and therefore should be found not guilty.
Fox's Brian Yenis. The jury will reconvene in the coming weeks to determine if Saipov will be executed or spend the rest of his life in prison. A Northern Virginia man convicted nearly a decade ago of supporting ISIS as a teenager has been accused of violating the terms of his release by meeting with John Walker Lind. The FBI says it has photos of Ali Shukri Amin meeting with Lind on 3 different occasions in 2021. Lind, who was nicknamed the American Taliban, was the first American to face terror charges after the 9/11 attacks. He was sentenced to 20 years in prison but was released in 2019 after having his sentence reduced for good behavior. President Biden in Springfield, Virginia this afternoon, talking up his economic achievements.
When I ran for president, my word, to build the economy from the bottom up and the middle out. Because when you do that, the poor have a chance to climb up a ladder. The middle class do well, and the wealthy still do very well.
President says economic growth is up, wages are up, and jobs are at the highest numbers in history. The Commerce Department says the economy expanded at a 2.9% annual pace last quarter. America's listening to Fox News.
Precise, personal, powerful. It's America's weather team in the palm of your hands. Get Fox weather updates throughout your busy day, every day. Subscribe and listen now at foxnewspodcasts.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Iran has enough uranium to build several nuclear weapons. That warning from a top official at the United Nations.
Iran says its nuclear program is purely for peace. But this warning from the head of the International Atomic Energy Agency shows how high the stakes are. While analysts believed Iran had enough enriched uranium to build a single nuclear weapon, Rafael Grossi says it's clear the country now has a lot more than that. Talks on restoring the Obama-era nuclear deal collapsed in August. The US government says Tehran's brutal crackdown on protesters is one thing keeping negotiations off the table. Jonathan Savage, Fox News.
Public water agencies in California will be getting more water from the state because of recent heavy rain. State water officials said public water agencies will be getting 30% of what they asked for. That's up from the 5% state officials had announced in December. A series of powerful storms dumped an estimated 32 trillion gallons of water on California in just 3 weeks, which has helped replenish the state's reservoirs that had been at dangerously low levels. An alternative award ceremony rescinding a nomination after backlash.
The Razzie Awards have issued an apology over nominating a 12-year-old for Worst Actress for playing a tween with pyrokinetic abilities in last summer's Firestarter. The awards nominated Ryan Kiera Armstrong in the category. Firestarter was adapted from Stephen King's 1980 novel, which was nominated for Worst Remake, Ripoff, or Sequel.
She's not a robot, Annie. She's a little girl.
The Razzies received immediate blowback on social media. They called the criticism warranted. The organization's head also said that going forward, actors and filmmakers under the age of 18 will no longer be considered for awards.
Fox's Michelle Polino. I'm Lee Silasara. This is Fox News.
Put the power of over 100 meteorologists and the worldwide resources of Fox in your hands with the Fox Weather Podcast. Precise, personal, powerful. Subscribe and listen now at foxnewspodcasts.com or wherever you get your podcasts.